Greetings and welcome to Journey of the Awakened Heart. This is Jeff Fasano. On April 23rd, 2013, Archangel Michael came to us with another message. In this message, he speaks about the end of the first 4 months of 2013, moving into the next 4 months, or the heart of 2013, he calls the transition.
As you're now moving into the depth and breadth of your heart space and continue to move deeper into the depth and breadth of your heart space, as you're opening up to the greatness of self, the wonderment of self, the perfectness of self, and the all-encompassingness of self where that is concerned, as you are now opening to the depths of your heart space that you have never known before where that is concerned, as your time-space continuum in the third dimensional realm outside of yourself, the energetic patterns of the third dimensional realm outside of yourself, the energetic patterns, the universal energetic patterns that are now opening as you move to the end of the first 4 months of your year of 2013, where that is concerned, and as you have moved through a cleansing and clearing process where that is concerned. As we said to you, when we came to you and brought you what you call in your vernacular the overview, or the outline, as it were, of your year of 2013, we said to you that the first 4 months will be a continuation of the clearing and cleansing process as you move into the heart, as it were, of your year of 2013. The next four month grouping, as it were, of the transition process into full we consciousness. You see, dear ones, we will hearken back to your 12-21-12 where that is concerned, the portal that opened, the doorway, as it were, opened for you to step into we consciousness where that is concerned and release the remnants of the narcissism of the me, or for many of you, raise your awareness and consciousness to the narcissism of the me where that is concerned, where everything is about me where that is concerned, as many of you are choosing to move into the new world of community, of harmony, of equality, as the light worker and the way shower where that is concerned, and move into full we consciousness of that where that is concerned, moving into full we consciousness of the self where that is concerned, where you are an all-encompassing self, where you fully honor, value, and love yourself, you fully honor, value, and love your talents and gifts, you are connecting with your life's purpose with that is concerned, to complete the mission that your soul fragment has so dutifully incarnated itself into this human third dimensional realm where that is concerned, to complete the mission of that soul's purpose where that is concerned. And many of you are starting to open up to this fact where that is concerned. Some of you have opened up to this fact where that is concerned. Some of you are living this fact where that is concerned. So we are coming to you at this wonderful and most glorious time, dear ones, as you move into the transition period, the heart of your year of 2013, and fully see in your lives what you have released up until this point in your relationships, where you have grown up until this point, and where you are now energetically in your physical beingness where that is concerned. So we ask you, where is your resonance and vibration at this very moment in time? Is it as of a high resonance and vibration? Are you still consumed, dear ones, with drama and glamour where that is concerned? Are you still consumed with aspects of your life that hold you in a place of the old habits, patterns, and rituals where that is concerned? Are you consumed with oldness in your life? Are you consumed, dear ones, what is transpiring in your third dimensional realm outside of yourself that raise, dear ones, the issues that you have been here in this first 4 months to release where that is concerned? Because what you are doing, dear ones, is moving into a more depth of the truth of the essence of yourself where that is concerned, whereby looking at what you have been conditioned to believe, which is what is transpiring in your third dimensional realm. Look at the myth and illusions of your third dimensional realm where that is concerned, and see how you are consumed by the myths and the illusions of your third dimensional realm where that is concerned, thus being consumed with the myths and the illusions within yourself where that is concerned, that pertain to your outside relationships where that is concerned. And so we ask you, dear ones, what have you released in this period of time, in this first 4 months of your year of 2013, that can now raise your level of resonance and vibration as you move into the heart of your year of 2013, the transition period, the next 4 months of the transition period, that will bring you to the last 4 months of your year of 2013, thus moving into the full fruition of we consciousness. So we ask you, dear ones, where does drama and glamour still persist in your life? Where are you creating drama and glamour in your life that makes you feel alive, dear ones? You see what you are doing, dear ones, as you move through your personal process, dear ones, is about releasing, dear ones, the old entrainment of your nervous system. Your nervous system, for many of you, dear ones, has been entrained through drama and glamour. So your nervous system can be titillated so that you can look outside of yourself and life has a meaning. What you are doing, dear ones, as you move through your personal process, is moving into a place of neutrality, where you are neutral, grounded and centered with what is transpiring within you in your life, using in your vernacular your spiritual principles, your spiritual tools, the spirituality that you say encompasses you, yet in many ways eludes you with the old conditioning and what you believe that is fraught with drama and glamour. So we ask you, dear ones, where are you within all of this? It is time, dear ones, to move into neutrality. We ask you, dear ones, are you looking outside of yourself to get something that will make you feel alive? Are you looking outside of yourself, dear ones, to get a feeling? What are you doing, dear ones, when you look outside of yourself? What are you looking to get outside of yourself that you might not think already resides within you, dear ones? Are you continually looking outside of yourself, dear ones, to create drama and glamour around you in relationships? You see, dear ones, we consciousness begins within you, dear ones. We consciousness is inside of you, dear ones. In order for you to move into we consciousness in relationship with others, dear ones, it must reside within you first. We consciousness within you, dear ones, is releasing duality within you, dear ones. Either or, right or wrong, good or bad, this or that. So we ask you, dear ones, as you move within to the depth and the core aspects of the essence of you, dear ones, where are you still creating myth and illusion outside of yourself that is based upon the conditioning that you have learned, most likely from mom and dad? You're moving, dear ones, through a self period of introspection. In order for you, dear ones, to move forward in your year of 2013 on the path of the light worker and the way shower, to create a new world of community, harmony, and equality, the only way in which you can do that outside of yourselves, dear one, with transparency and authenticity and truthfulness, is if you have done it inside of you first. So what we ask you to do, dear ones, is look at your relationships outside of yourself. And the reason why we ask you to look at your relationships, dear ones, because your relationships are a direct mirror for the relationship you are having with yourself. If you cannot see it within yourself, dear ones, the only way you can see it within yourself, dear ones, for most of you, is if it is mirrored back to you by others. Are you open, dear ones, to see what is mirrored back to you by others? So look at your relationships, dear ones. Look at the relationships that are in your life right now. And ask yourself, can I see me in those relationships? Am I open to see me when others present me to me? Am I open to see the mirror outside of myself? You see, dear ones, as you move to the end of these first 4 months in your year of 2013, a doorway, a new portal will open. As we have said to you many, many times, dear ones, it is not you who will be opening the doorways. As you walk on the pathway into the unknown, dear ones, being who you are, and we ask you, are you fully being who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you love, honor, and value you, dear ones? For if you do, dear ones, you will then see that mirrored back to you in the relationships outside of yourself. As you walk on the pathway into the unknown, dear ones, doorways, portals in time, gateways will automatically, organically, and naturally in your vernacular open for you. The question is, dear ones, are you fully available emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally to walk through that doorway fully in the beingness of self, with your tools, knowing your purpose, knowing your mission? And as you walk on that pathway, connect with those who resonate and vibrate at a similar, if not the same, level as you, who have a similar mission and purpose in this lifetime. And allowing yourself to move on that pathway with joy and ease. The operative term here, dear ones, in your vernacular is ease. Is there ease in your life, dear ones? Or are you conditioned in your nervous system through the mental body that everything is challenging? Where do you create, dear ones, the challenges? Where do you create the dis-ease, dear ones, outside of yourself? So it will match the dis-ease inside of you, thus creating drama and glamour that surrounds your entire beingness. And if the drama and glamour persists in the beingness of you, then your conditioning arises, and that titillates your nervous system to make you feel alive. The dis-ease, dear ones, makes you feel alive. So where does that exist in your life, dear ones? Does dis-ease reside in your life, dear ones, thus stimulating the old conditioning, the old habits, patterns, and rituals, and then you feel alive in your mental body, dear ones? You may understand the concept of joy and ease, but are you living joy and ease, dear ones? For the only way you can move into this transitional period in the next 4 months of year of 2013, if you become aware and conscious of this. Because now, dear ones, as you take the next step into we consciousness, fully giving of your talents and gifts outside of yourself, your modalities, your healing practices, and your vernacular, dear ones. It must be done with full authenticity, transparency, and truth. It is not about fixing yourself, dear ones. It is about becoming aware within you, dear ones, of what still persists and exists of the old conditioning, the old habits, patterns, and rituals. So we ask you, dear ones, where are you creating the stimulus outside of yourself? So everything will feel alive through the titillation of the nervous system. Where is this persisting in your life that is of your creation, dear ones? For, dear ones, when you are in neutrality, you are moving with ease on the pathway. When you move deeper within the depth and breadth of your heart space, dear ones, to the essence, the core essence of the self, you are raising your level of resonance and vibration. So we ask you this question, dear ones. Move within. Move deep within, dear ones. See your level of resonance and vibration. Is your life fraught with drama and glamour? We ask you now, dear ones, where is your life fraught with drama and glamour? And how does that make you feel? Where does your resonance move to when we even utter the words drama and glamour? When we utter the words through the wonderful and most glorious soul you call the channel, neutrality, ease, joy, where does your vibration move, dear ones? Drama, glamour, joy, ease, neutrality. You see, dear ones, it is time, dear ones, to become aware and conscious as to what you are perpetrating outside of yourselves, in your blind spots, in your unconscious mind, that will hold the old in place, for it is what you know and what you are comfortable with. Our teachings, our lessons, our messages deal with the personal process that will move you out of your comfort zones, dear ones. Where are you comfortable, though you may not like it, though you may say you don't like it, yet you are in it and still creating it because it was familiar with you? Where does drama and glamour still exist, dear ones? Where does judgment and shame of self still exist, dear ones? We are asking these universal questions, dear ones, as a preamble to the next 4 months of your year of 2013. For it is time, dear ones, to keenly and acutely raise your consciousness and awareness of your old behaviors, of your behavior. And we ask you this question, dear ones. Are you open in the depth and breadth of your heart space to look at the mirror, to see the mirror? And open when others see that you may be in your blind spot, from a high vibrational level, to point out that blind spot. And within that, move into community, harmony, equality, and intimacy with another. You see, dear ones, As you move through your personal process, you are moving to a greater level of intimacy with yourself. Are you open, dear ones, to fully see you? Are you open in your heart space, dear ones, when another comes to you, to quite easily point out your blind spot and old behavior? Many, as they move through the depths of the wounding in the healing process, the blind spots will become more predominant. Because you are moving through the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind, dear ones. The conditioning that is a reality, a mythical reality that you have been perpetrating in your life. It is something that you are used to perpetrating, yet you may not know you're perpetrating it because it's in the unconscious mind. These teachings, these lessons, these messages, these exercises that have emanated from this specific frequency of the archangelic realm of Michael through the wonderful and most glorious soul you call your channel, are geared to raise your awareness and consciousness of self. It is not about fixing or getting rid of anything. You are not right. You are not wrong. You are not this. You are not that. You are you, dear ones, the full beingness of you. Can you explore that beingness through the mirror? Can you explore that beingness and open to the greatness and the powerfulness of you? It is time, dear ones, to put the finishing touches on this as you move to your next 4 months in your year of 2013. So we leave you with this, dear ones. Do you fully love, honor, and value you? Do you fully love, honor, and value your talents and gifts? What do you need, dear ones? What do you need?